I think the, if I can, if I'm being heard here, so probably the best way to explain this is through tangible examples. So Vincent had mentioned that, you know, you have your MVP, we're talking startup language now, you have your initial sort of trial of an artificial intelligence application of some kind, and in his world and in much of the public sphere, you can't move fast and break things. You can't have big mistakes that don't have major consequences. And there's really only, there's a few dynamics that separate sort of the fastest moving AI portions of Silicon Valley from, let's say, big enterprise or certainly the government sphere. And I think looking individually at those two will probably be the easiest way to go about it. So one concern here is the accessibility of data. So machine learning systems are trained on volumes of data. So if you want to have a machine learning system that identifies images of moles on someone's skin that are either cancerous or not cancerous, you need to have a lot of images, generally speaking, and you need to have them labeled well. In the B2C world, so the companies that are most famous for artificial intelligence, we have Netflix, I'm just talking about US for right now, Google, Facebook, Amazon, they're dealing with consumers. So lots of small interactions, small transactions. When you're dealing in the public sphere, you know, let's just say we're talking about something like missile defense. If I'm Amazon and you just bought a pair of red rain boots, there's 2 million other people that bought red rain boots in the last 2 months, and I have a pretty good sense of what I could sell to you next. If I'm looking to develop an AI system to respond to a missile threat, how many missile threat instances do I have to train a system on? Probably not very many. And so we have issues of sort of the availability of data. This is, I don't want to take anything away from Silicon Valley, but it's so easy when you have that many instances of information. When you're in the enterprise and you make, let's say if you're a billion-dollar company and you're in e-commerce, you sell a million things a year, maybe many millions of things. If you're in the B2B space, you might make $1 billion and do, 100 deals a year. We're not going to be able to train systems to make the same kind of marketing decisions. So one thing is volume and accessibility of data. But there's other very critical things that are even more insidious that make this somewhat challenging. And one of those is around the sort of okayness of the black box idea. So to again use an example from Silicon Valley first, Amazon, recommendation engines. You buy a certain number of products, they recommend other products. To be frank, Amazon themselves does not really understand how those systems work. I do want to be clear about this. They know what data is being fed in, they know what's coming out the other side, and they know how to measure if it's winning or losing, but they're not exactly certain of the mechanizations of exactly why we're presenting this product to this person, this product to this person. But you know what? That's okay, because we're just recommending products. There's no real downside to not knowing how the decisions are made. If we are responding to a threat in the defense sector, or if we're recommending a cancer treatment, we simply must understand why we're making that decision. And so again, we have a barrier that's extremely low in Silicon Valley, tremendous amounts of data, and nobody cares how you get to the decision so long as the finances work out. Now, in other sectors, that is not the case. The deep learning that everybody's hearing about, this sort of wave in the machine learning space, is really predicated on huge volumes of data and not caring about the inside of the box. Doesn't transfer well to government. That is a pressing, gargantuan concern that nobody, including in the screaming edge of Silicon Valley, has a direct answer for. One last thing I'll get into, I'll cut it after this, but I'm looking at the three major transference concerns, which are of paramount import in enterprise and also in government. Another one is the support for these kinds of programs. So as it turns out, building an artificial intelligence solution is very different than plugging in an IT software like we might have done, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Vincent had mentioned that, if you have a solution that's halfway done, you're not going to roll it out and say, hey guys, let's experiment with this, let's see how this works out, right? You can't do that. You need to test that somehow on your own. In Silicon Valley, you have cultures that are built around everybody being supportive of training these algorithms. We know the first iteration isn't going to be great. We get that that's how data science works, but the different marketing teams and the leadership teams are excited about being able to provide feedback to mold these systems to eventually garner some degree of results when you have a big existing company that has never done this before, never done the hard science of AI. Plugging in an AI application is not about plugging in, it's about doing the experiments. When you take an existing infrastructure with teams that are siloed and you plug an AI group into one little sector and they don't have other people who are supporting them who say, hey, is this working? Can you guys try this out and help us out? In Silicon Valley, the next department over generally is gonna say, sure man, yeah, let's get this thing to work so we can all win. In a big enterprise or in government, it's like, why are you asking me for any feedback at all? Give me things that work. And that cultural shift and that consideration of the tech itself is a big, big issue. So we're talking about accessibility and volumes of data. We're talking about the accessibility of how decisions are made. And we're talking about support for bringing them to fruition. Those are rife in Silicon Valley, comparatively speaking, to the enterprise and certainly the government world, and I would consider those to be maybe the big paramount challenges to adoption. So that's slowing things down for everyone right now.